Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, hello, hello. Here we are. It's Wednesday again. So here we are at Weigh In Wednesday in the Maintenance and Mindfulness group where we talk all things maintenance. As always, we have Kim joining me. So Kim is our weight loss group manager. And Gina is not with us today. For those that are just listening and not watching, you don't see her square up here. But who we do have is Murray Fox. So Murray, you're almost like a celebrity around here. So I'm excited to have you on. Murray is like... Murray is our OG Livy Loser. You've been around since 2018, part of our team now, supporting our members in weight loss, now supporting our members in maintenance. You lost 50 pounds. You've been maintaining it, maybe a little blip in the road here and there, but we are here for this conversation. So we are so excited to have you today, Murray.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome. And I know, a while ago you were a member, in Maintenance Spotlight with us when we first started this whole maintenance and mindfulness group. So our members in the support group can go back, they can search your name and find your info and find your story. But I do want to get right into it. So I know our members, like I said, we're excited to have you on today and to hear your perspective. They've seen your name in both groups, and I'm sure you have a lot to weigh in on. So one of the things I really want to talk about is transitioning to maintenance. We have some members that have just come into the maintenance group. They're just starting their maintenance journey. And, they've got all the questions. They are, they feel like they're in this place now where they have all of this freedom and they have less rules. And how do I navigate this? So what do you think, Murray? What do you think about coming into maintenance or those people that are coming into maintenance just starting? What's your insight for them there?
I think for me, it was like a really, it was kind of like a slow process. So I did like the weight loss group. I did my first group, which was kind of like an extended group. And then I did a group beyond that. And then I think I just kind of felt like I've lost what I wanted to lose and then some. And my head was just kind of telling me that you're done losing. And I don't know that I ever really like flipped the switch to maintenance. Like there wasn't a point where I went into my head and flipped the maintenance switch. I just kind of was consistently I followed the food plan more or less, except, I would let in some chips or like, mm-hmm. I just kind of little bits and bites and stuff would filter in, just kind of naturally. And what I found was like in the past where I would sit on the couch and like eat a bag of chips and all the Halloween candy, I would be fine with like a few chips and a piece of candy. And that was like really surprising to me. I was like, oh, huh. Look at that. I don't need a bag of chips. I can get by with just a couple. So like, it was just kind of a really slow, slowly letting stuff in, and just kind of continuing to eat foods in the way that I had been eating when I was losing weight. So, pre Gina Murray was probably eating bread every day, like bread at breakfast, a sandwich at lunch, maybe a roll at dinner. And if not a roll at dinner, I was certainly having like crackers or something after dinner. And that's probably the biggest change. Like I've never really gone back to having the breads. And I thought, okay, for three months I can do no bread and then I'll eat the bread again. But I haven't had to. Like for me, bread... Mm-hmm. I haven't needed to add that in. There have been other things that have replaced it and it's been fine.
Yeah. And I think it's important to say here too, like when you lost your weight and you went into maintenance, like you said, you didn't flip the switch. There was no maintenance support group. We didn't have the four stages of finally and forever. You were really part of that test group that was like, go live your life, figure it out. You know, and now we've come to realize that there is this, you know, those four stages, you lose your weight and then you put that time into solidifying and then testing the waters is where you start to, you know, like you said, bring those foods back in and, you know, maybe have chips, maybe have breads, maybe have carbs. And, you know, we had a member today saying, you know, do we ever go back to having carbs? Do our members ever go back to having carbs? And like you said, like you knew it was an option for you. It was never about not eating it. It was just choosing, you know, being able to choose if you wanted to or not, and really paying attention to how you felt when you did have it and really being in tune to your body.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing too. Like, and maybe I'm not as reactive. Like I've never found, I didn't ever find like eating like breads or pastas or whatever. And even now when I eat them, I don't feel like bleh, gross afterwards. There's very rarely a time when I feel like gross. What I do find happens is if I'm eating kind of consistently, like, I don't know, like whatever, if I'm eating stuff that's kind of off plan or whatever, after a couple of days of that, I just kind of notice, I want more water. Like my body is saying, you need more natural stuff. Like, yes, you want chicken, but maybe not the chicken fingers. Have like chicken breast, or, you know, like there's just something in me saying, eat natural stuff. Like eat something good. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not eating good, but just eat something good that's a little gooder. That makes sense.
It makes total sense. And I think that goes back to really listening to those cues, right? And I know it's, you know, we might have members listening like, oh, Murray's 6 years in and he's, you know, he's had time to work this out. But did you find that when you just started maintaining, I mean, it wasn't really called, you know, we didn't have this group back then, but when you started maintaining, did you have to figure out a new why? Like, did you have to figure out who the new Murray was, or did you have to set new goals to make sure that you were able to sustain this and maintain this?
I didn't, because in my head, I was always skinny Murray, even when I was a little bit of a butterball. In my head, and when I looked in the magical mirror, I still saw skinny Murray, even though when I looked at photographs, I was butterball. So once the body actually matched what was in my head, that was kind of why enough. Like keeping this looking like the picture in my head was enough of a why for me to just kind of continue. And plus I feel good, right? Like I have energy and I can go about in the summer without feeling like I'm wearing this sweat box. And I'm like, it's like feeling good is just, it's really cool. I recommend it to everyone.
I think, you know, what you said there too, like you always saw yourself as skinny Murray, like that's your identity, right? That was who you are. And that was the person that you wanted to see reflected because you felt that way in your mind, but it wasn't necessarily reflected in the pictures or in the mirror, you know? So that was who was in your mind and who you believed you were and believed who you could be. And that was, you know, probably part of the driving force that kept you going too. And like you said, feeling good feels good. Like, I mean, I know, Kim, we talk about this too sometimes, you know, that we make these choices that we know don't make us feel great. And then when we do get back to feeling good, like Kim and I have had these talks, I'm like, oh, I had this last night. I feel like, you know, not great today. And, you know, it's reciprocated, but it's true, right?
Yeah, it is. It's really noticed that this past weekend, because we eat in my family, we had a couple of family dinners this weekend and ate a lot of things that I don't often eat. And it's just like Murray said, it's if I had had one of these things, I probably would have been just fine. But because we had like a couple big family dinners, there was an egg hunt that involved meeting some chocolate. And it was really neat on Monday to go back. And I had made this big like homemade mac and cheese for the whole family. And we had leftovers and the kids were having it for dinner the next night, leftover. And we had some chicken and we had some salad and we had that out. And I looked at it and I knew I could have it if I wanted it. But I was like, no, I had it last night. That was good. I'm good. And the same thing with all of the, like, we've got chocolate galore. I got three teenagers. There's chocolate all over my house right now. And I'm looking, I have a giant bag of those Cadbury mini eggs on the counter. I can eat them whenever I want, but I'm just looking at them like, nah, I don't feel like it. And if you had asked me a couple of years ago before finding the Livy method, I never would have believed that a day would come when I just looked at those things and thought, no, I don't even want it. And so it is really that thought of like, I don't think I'm conscious of it. I go straight to the, no, I don't want it. But in the background, my body is probably telling me like, if you eat that, you're probably not going to feel great. You'd probably rather have some vegetables. But that noise, that four questions and all the steps of mindful eating, I don't think of those all the time. I go straight to the, that's not going to make me feel good. I'm going to have this instead. So it is really, it's really interesting to go into that transition.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you talk about those four steps of mindful eating and, you know, I still do them, like, you know, totally transparent. I know Kim, you still do them. What about you, Murray? Are you past that? Like, are you still, you know, let's talk about, like, we've been saying this lately, you know, living the Livy way. And what does this mean? You know, is it, you know, we've had members saying, do I need to follow the program forever? And we've been saying like, no, it's not about following this structured, formatted program forever. But if we can think of it of as living the Livy way, bringing those, you know, those principles in, you know, using Back on Track, staying hydrated, like you said, doing the things that make you feel good, sleeping, managing your stress. So, and part of that for some people is still using the four questions. And you find, Marie, like this, you know, years in where you are you still asking yourself those four questions, or do you have that, you know, or do you feel like you're so in tune now that you don't need to, or do you flip flop? Do you, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't?
A little bit. Like the four questions, when I started doing the Livy program, weren't like, they're a newer innovation. So, they weren't really like, they were kind of there, but they weren't like laid out as in the way that they are right now. So I don't know that I ever kind of internalize those four questions, but I make use of them. For me, it's more like, I know what kind of portion feels good, and I know how I feel when I'm done with that portion. So some of those questions I think are just in my head kind of automatically, right? Like for me, it's the portions, I think, and choosing the foods. Like, it sounded so like hippie woo woo. Like what is your body telling you that you want, Murray? But it's so true. Like, I know I want a protein. I want cheese, or I want chicken, I really am listening to what, what things I want. Like, not all the time. My whole day is not like, what is my stomach telling me I want now? But a lot of the times it's there, which is like baffling to me. Not baffling like in it, but yeah, it's just cool that you're having this like discussion.
Think, you know, you say it's baffling, and I think, you know, this could come back to this topic of trust that we have. You know, it's almost like we're afraid to trust ourselves. Like we're afraid that our bodies are actually telling us, you know, what we need to do or what we should be doing. So yeah, like maybe we are baffled, like, oh, is my body really telling me this? Am I really picking up on these signals? Like you're really trusting that. Yeah, that is really what's going on right now. We just have a comment here. It says, I pray for the day that living the Livy way comes easily for me. And, you know, I think that we want all of our members to feel like it's going to come that way, but it doesn't come overnight, right? It does take work. No. And it does take getting to know yourself.
Yeah. It takes a while. Like it's little steps, like bit by bit. It just kind of becomes internalized. Like for me, the water was such a game changer. Like if I do nothing else, like if I have off days with food or whatever, I am consistent with my water. I know the water that my body needs to function, and I know how I feel when I don't have that water. So like, that's for this body, water has been a really important part of maintaining, like just keeping the water in, keeping, making sure that, oh, am I thirsty? Yeah. My lips are dry. Time for some water or whatever. Like that's a big change that just stuck with me. Like, and I know the water is hard. It is hard, but it is one of the changes that really, I found was doable, like, and continues to be doable.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And I think it's one of those things where, go back to what you said at the very beginning, like feeling good feels pretty cool, you know? And when you're drinking water and you know it's making you feel good and it's making you feel hydrated, you're going to want to reach for that feeling, right? Like whether it's water or sleep or whatever it might be, if it's the water that's making you feel good, you know that you're making that choice to, you know, to have it, to make sure it's, you've got it there in your hands.
Yeah.
What about you, Cam? I kind of said... Sorry, say that.
Well, I was just saying, I know where the bathrooms are all around town.
Same.
That's right. I was going to say, Kim, about, you know, asking the four questions. So are you still using them? Do you find members are saying that, you know, the four questions, members, when I say members, I mean, if you're in the weight loss group, do you feel like that's something that they started to really lean into and are seeing the importance, like for those that might be moving into maintenance?
I think it's people are all over the place. There's some people that are really finding that they need to keep asking the questions. And there's other people that are finding like, hey, I looked in the fridge today and I knew exactly what I needed. I looked at my plate and I knew exactly without even asking. So I think it's coming. I think it comes to people at different times. And I think that's one thing that's really interesting about, just the weight loss journeys and the maintenance journey of people is how everyone's timeline is so different. And I would love to have all the time in the world. What makes these things different?
I bet Kim was going to say something awesome there, but she just cut out. We'll get her back.
There she is.
Hey, are you? Hey, I was like, Kim, I thought you, I'm sure you had something really profound to say, but you cut out a little bit. So
I probably did. Yeah. I was probably saying something really good, but yeah, no, I think it's everyone's at a kind of a different place with it. And everybody gets to that point where they're not asking the questions at a different time. I find that, it, for the most part, it comes pretty naturally to me, but I do stop myself sometimes just to check in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, Marie, what members want to really know too is, you know, what does your living the Livy way look like? Do you feel like you recognize when you haven't had enough sleep, and do you make, you know, are you and in, have intention around making it better? And, you know, when you notice a stressful situation come up, do you feel like you are coping differently than you did before? I know we talked about food already a little bit, and you said, you know, you listen to your body and you ask those questions, but what is your living, you know, the Livy way in your day to day look like?
I get up early and I hop on the scale, but it's the cool thing is that I see the number, and sometimes I like the number and sometimes I don't love the number. But what I have found is that the number doesn't correlate to how the body looks. Like, so the number might be way up, but my clothes are fitting exactly the way they've always felt and the way they should feel. And I still like the way I look in the clothes. So the number is telling me one thing and my body and my clothes are telling me another thing. So I check the scale just to kind of see where it's going and what it's doing. But for the most part, it's not giving me, it's giving me good information, I guess, but it's not something that is driving the day. It's just a little blip that starts off the day. And then from there, I'm eating, like I tend to eat, you know, basically at the same, more or less at the same time. Some days it'll go longer, other days it'll go quicker because I do notice, oh, I'm really hungry now, I'm going to eat. And then there are other days when I'm like, I'm not so hungry. I can let it go, right?
So really using that scale is like giving you insight, right? It's giving you insight to what your body's doing and how it's reacting more so than...
And
well, you have this go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say the, like in terms of like stress and sleep and other, all the other elements, right? Like I found, I started using the Livy method kind of at a stage in my life when I was making other changes anyway. Like if you had asked me 10 years ago, oh, Murray, you're going to be into yoga, I would have laughed and laughed and laughed. But I am a yoga person. I do the yoga. I go to the gym. I'm doing things that I never, ever, ever saw as me things to do. So all of those extra little things that have been added into my life over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years are all kind of contributing to like lower stress levels and good sleep and just like, so there's lots kind of going on, and part of it is the Livy stuff and part of it is all the other stuff that I've added in that complements, you know, living that Livy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. So you used the word blip a couple sentences back. And I know that, you know, for our members that know you and know, you know, your story and have read your bio, you had a bit of a blip, I guess, around the end of COVID where you started to see some of that weight coming back up. And we've had members recently say, you know, like my scale is up and, you know, you can really feel that the fear, or I don't want to say anxiety, but the nervousness around it, you know, having the scale be up and, you know, thinking that it is real weight gain. And I think we talked about this before about the approach, like how we approach and how we see that, you know, the number on the scale being up. So when you felt like that was happening to you and the, you know, you felt like your weight was starting to creep back up, what was your mindset like around that? Do you remember how you approached it? Were you fearful? Did you think like, oh gosh, this is it, I'm going to put it all back on again? Or what was your approach and how did you handle that? That was 4 years ago now, probably, but
I don't think I ever felt like it was all going to come back, but I did, like checking the scale or whatever, I'd see that the numbers were going up and down, more up than down. But it was when the clothes started feeling tight that was like, oh, so this is really happening. Okay, so so I pull out my books, or for me, like I bounced back into a program just to kind of reset everything, because I knew, like up until then, I'd been maintaining just fine. I know what to do, and for whatever reason, like I just needed a refresher. But for me, there was never a sense that if I don't do that, like it would have all come down. Like I joining another program was the steps I needed to take to get back on track and to get things back where I wanted them. But I don't think I ever had in my head that moment of feeling like, oh, I'm going to be back over 200 pounds again. That's like that, that just is like a, it's a foreign concept to me. Like instead it was more, like if you have an injury, like, oh, my leg is really sore. Ooh, I guess I'll go to the doctor or the physio, right? Like me, oh, my clothes are tight and I can do it on my own, or I can go to the Genia program and just kind of do the things that I know I need to do, but have been lazy about or have been putting them off for whatever reason. Like it was just a, joining the program was a way to, just give myself a little structure that I needed to kind of pull everything back together.
Yeah. So yeah, you approached it from this point of, I've got this, I can do this, I know what I need to do. And that's, you know, what I really want the members to hear, that there is that opportunity or there is that mindset that I can do this, I do have this, you know, to not be fearful,
for sure.
Not trust. And because oftentimes we can become paralyzed in that fear, in that, you know, in not having the trust in ourselves to be able to move forward. So, you know, really believing that we have the principles and the guidelines and the tools to move past that and really, yeah, do what we need to do. I think that's an
important thing. Yeah, for a lot of time, there was me kind of getting in my way going, okay, Murray, you've done this before. You can do it again. Like, really, do you need a program? And you have that, like, discussion, conversation or whatever. And then you just, like, you have to set it aside and like, yeah, this is one of those times where you do need to go to the doctor or you do need to grab the program or you do like whatever. Like it wasn't a biggie.
Yeah, good. And you're feeling good now, right? That's behind you.
I
know you're rocking and rolling and doing your pottery. And if anybody knows, Marie is an amazing artist, that your pottery is beautiful. I don't know if you have any hanging around.
Yeah, there. I'm working away in my studio every day, which is lovely.
Yeah. I mean, is that a stress reliever for you too, getting into your studio and enjoying that?
I've seen some of your
days in there. It looks stressful to me, but I don't know. There's clay dust.
I love
there.
It. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're someone that can't handle mess, pottery is going to be, it's not the cleanest thing, but I love it. I get down there and I'm making stuff and it's fun. And when it works, it's even more fun. And when it doesn't work, again, I've learned how to let that go and it goes out in the garden or whatever.
Or well, we'll put your Instagram up and then our members can check out some of your pottery. Cause not only are you an amazing program specialist and cheerleading, supporting our members, but you are, like I said, an incredible talented potter. So I have your Instagram here. It's Murray Fox Pottery, right? At Murray Fox Pottery.
All one word on Instagram. Yeah.
Great. We'll put that in the group too, so people can follow you and see all the beautiful stuff you're creating.
In this
calm Zen state that you've created. There you go. This calm Zen state that you've created for yourself. I mean, I love the insight that you had for our members today. And I know, like I said, our members were excited to hear from you. And now you'll be in there being their cheerleader. I'm like, oh, now they actually know what you sound like, not just look like them. It'll be great.
Excellent.
So,
thank you
for coming on. We are out of time. There are a few things I just wanted to touch on at the end. So we are going into a little bit of a break now in the maintenance and mindfulness group. So just like the weight loss group is having a bit of a break between the winter program and the spring program, we're going to be taking a little break. So we'll still be around. We'll still be checking in, but we won't be having any lives and weigh-ins for the next couple of weeks. We'll be back on the 24th. Murray, I hope you have some time off between groups too, to get into your pottery and take your dogs for a walk and all of those lovely things. So for the next 2 weeks, we'll be here, we'll be checking in, but we just won't be have any new lives. There'll be posts for our members. Give these new members in maintenance time to come in and get settled and poke around the group. And then once we're back, April 22nd is when we will get back to our regular schedule. Our first new weigh-in will be April 24th, but April 22nd, we'll be back full swing and going live again and doing all the stuff we do, supporting our members, get back to solidifying and testing the waters and all of that. So Kim, thank you. I know you've been hanging out with me for the last 13 weeks or so here in the Maintenance of Mindfulness group and giving your insight and you know, being our sidekick here. So thank you. I hope you enjoy the next 2 weeks as well. We'll see you back.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. Hope you'll have me back next next
session. I'll think about it. I think our members like you, so I think we'll bring you back.
You're used to me now.
Yeah. You're a regular figure here. So Marie, again, thank you so much. So again, we will see everybody in 2 weeks. Thanks everybody for joining in today. And I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.